You'll never have to run to your car, across a parking lot, in the rain, ever again, because it will come to you. Maybe. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. Tesla's latest over-the-air software update for its cars is perfect fodder for online viral videos. It added a feature the company calls Smart Summon. Owners use an app on their phone to summon their car from about 200 feet away and have it drive to them all by itself with nobody inside. All they do is hold down a button. Now, Tesla stresses this is still in beta and the driver has to watch the car while it drives itself and is still responsible, even if now they're not actually behind the wheel. Ars Technica's Timothy Lee watched 100 videos that Tesla owners have uploaded and says results seem to vary.
There can be a problem with the vehicle not kind of staying on its side of the lane. There can be problems with the vehicle getting confused with oncoming cars where it's not sure if it has enough room to pass. And so it kind of stays frozen in place. It gets confused by puddles and speed bumps and other situations where there's just something a little out of the ordinary and it's not quite sure how to proceed.
Right. Other situations that you saw, even things like though a human walking in front of the car, which you would think would be something fairly basic it would have to recognize.
Yes. So when humans walk directly in front of the car, those it seemed to consistently get. But if a human was kind of coming up diagonally, kind of by the corner of the car, there were a couple of videos where the car came very, very close before it stopped, which suggested maybe it didn't fully, you know, appreciate there was a person there. Nobody was hurt, but obviously this is something you want to be very careful with. To help deal with this, Tesla tells people that they should have a line of sight to the vehicle at all times, and they're supposed to have their finger on a button to keep the car moving. As soon as you take your hand off the button on their smartphone, the car is supposed to stop. But if you think about a typical parking lot situation, if you're 100 feet from your vehicle, you might not actually have good enough visibility to make sure there's no children or shopping carts or small animals all on all sides of the car. So it does seem a little bit dangerous in that way.
What's Tesla's play here? What do they hope to gain by releasing a feature like this?
So Tesla's long-term vision is they want to get to full self-driving, by which they mean a car you can just get in, tell it where you want to go, and you don't have to do anything. It'll take you to your destination. But that's obviously a difficult and potentially dangerous thing to test on real roads. So I think this is best thought of as Tesla's first kind of baby step towards that goal. This gives them an opportunity to test the technology in one of the least dangerous situations since it's very low speed and it's not on public roads. And then we can assume that they're gathering a great deal of data from this about which scenarios the vehicle has trouble with. And Tesla has the ability to upload video and photos and other data from scenarios where the cars have trouble, which they can then feed back into their software to improve the next version.
I remember Audi showed off a sort of robot valet parking system very similar to this at CES back in 2013. And that's still not available to the general public, whereas Tesla has this sort of reputation for pushing these things out quite fast, maybe before they're entirely ready. Overall, having watched this 100 videos of this feature in action, do you think it was a smart move on their part?
I think they released it a little sooner than I would have been comfortable releasing it if I had been in charge of Tesla. And you're absolutely right that Tesla has a stronger appetite for risk than other companies. I mean, you see the same thing with Autopilot, which is their highway driver assist technology. Tesla has pretty aggressively pushed out features like automatic lane changing that other car companies have not rolled out. That might be because Tesla's technology is better, but I think it's at least partly because the other car companies are being more cautious about making sure the car can operate safely before adding new features like that.
What are some of the liability and the responsibility issues that a feature like this raises?
So I don't think it makes that big of a change. I mean, I think that if you are holding down the button, I would think the legal system would still consider you as the owner of the vehicle partly responsible. Obviously, there's been no serious accidents with this yet, so we don't know whether Tesla would also bear liability. But certainly as the owner of the vehicle and the person who is supervising its use, the owner faces some liability, I would think.
Timothy Lee, reporter at Ars Technica. Now, Tesla sells a $6,000-$7,000 option it calls full self-driving, but its cars are far from capable of that yet. CEO Elon Musk is promising a fleet of a million robo-taxis by next year, but he's been making and missing big deadlines for quite a few years now, so I'd suggest adding just a little Elon time to any of those predictions. And now for some related links. Check out Ars Technica's story for some entertaining gifs of Teslas being confused by speed bumps and puddles of water. Sometimes it's hard not to feel just a little bit sorry for the poor robocars as they drive in circles or back and forth, trying to figure out a path that really would be intuitive to a human. As you might imagine, a feature like this, which pushes the boundaries of what's legal and who's responsible, has generated more than a few headlines. An LA Times story calls it a self-driving nightmare and calls on state and federal regulators to take a stronger stance on monitoring and legislating for this type of technology. Consumer Reports tried out Smart Summon and says the performance doesn't match the hype. What consumers are really getting is the chance to participate in a kind of science experiment, says Jake Fisher, the organization's senior director of auto testing. This is a work in progress, he says. That said, it is easy to see the potential benefits of self-parking technology. As well as being a boon to people who don't want to run to their cars in the rain, it could really help people with reduced mobility or wheelchair users, for example. Plenty of other companies are working on the tech, from Jaguar Land Rover to Daimler. We'll link you to some Wired stories on why self-parking cars are the future. And there are some other approaches. MIT Technology Review describes a parking lot at London's Gatwick Airport, where a sort of robotic forklift will take cars away and drop them into an open space autonomously, so the cars themselves don't need any extra smarts. And of course, if cars don't have people in them, they can park a little closer together without the risk of door dings. So drivers of the future may never know that peculiar satisfaction of finding the very last open space, squeezing in just right, and then having to climb out on the passenger side because the driver's door just won't open. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.